listen first, just go sleep. Turn the wider shade off.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. A majority of Texas House Democrats have left the state, denying the Republican-controlled legislature the chance to vote on a bill that redraws the state's congressional districts. Here's KRLD radio reporter Chris Fox.
Texas House Speaker Dustin Burrows with a few words for his Democratic colleagues who fled to Illinois and New York State to stop today's scheduled vote on the new map.
They've left the state, abandoned their posts, and turned their backs on the constituents they swore to represent.
Texas House Democrats call the redistricting racial gerrymandering. State Rep Donna Howard.
It is not about helping the people of the state. It's a pure power grab from President Trump.
Warrants have been issued for the Democrats' arrest. Governor Abbott has also threatened to remove them from office. Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
And tonight, California Democrats have a plan to flip Republican seats to Democratic seats. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says she wants more migrant holding facilities in remote, sometimes hostile to human locations, like the so-called alligator Alcatraz in Florida. She spoke with CBS News Homeland Security correspondent Nicole Skanga on a flight to the U.S. from South America.
Noem said the locations DHS is looking at right now are nearby airport runways that she says will help the department efficiently detain and deport individuals.
A new Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs research poll finds that about half of those asked say the cost of groceries is a major stressor in their lives. These women were grocery shopping in Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
The prices seems to go up every week, but every time I come, I see the difference in the price, especially fruits.
You know, the price is killing me. Instead of saving money in my bank account, I'm using it in groceries.
Police in Tennessee are on the hunt for the man they say killed four people and kidnapped a baby last week. Details from CBS's Nancy Chen.
28-year-old Austin Robert Drummond allegedly took the baby after killing its parents, grandmother, and uncle. It was later found alive and abandoned 40 miles from the scene. Three people connected to the murders have since been arrested, and authorities have not revealed how those arrested helped Drummond or how the four individuals were killed. Drummond is believed to have fled the state and considered armed and dangerous.
Wildfire smoke blowing south from Canada is still causing poor air quality from the upper Midwest into the Northeast. CBS News meteorologist Craig Allen.
Some of the worst air quality numbers over 150 continue across Wisconsin as well as Michigan and then make their way on down into western sections of New York State as well as Pennsylvania.
At the close on Wall Street, the Dow was up more than 1.25%. The S&P 500 up almost 1.5%. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Febreze. As a rideshare driver, I love keeping my car smelling fresh and clean. So when I'm driving, I only trust Febreze Car Vent Clips, featuring three distinct intensity settings, because it's that little touch that sets me apart. I can turn the intensity down for subtle freshness, or I can turn it up for when I want lots of scent. So whether it's set to low, medium, or high, with Febreze Car, I know my car's going to smell amazing. Mm-hmm. Which keeps my driver rating right where it belongs. Picking up, Oscar! La, 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 la.
The John Deere Gator XUV lets you cut, pack, drive, scout, weld, stack, feed, pull, load, tow, spray, and haul. All in a single day. Because with the highest cargo box volume in its class, customizable features, and a towing capacity of up to 4,000 pounds, it gets the job done. You just have to get in the seat. Learn more at your John Deere dealer or visit johndeere.com/GatorXUV.
There's been a downshift in EV sales.
California has led the way in electric car sales, but the number of EVs on the road is now lower this year than last, according to a pair of reports released by the California Energy Commission and the state's new car dealers association.
People who want EVs have bought them, and the rest of the population isn't ready to make that jump yet.
Carl Brower with iccars.com says also free carpool lane stickers are going away, and federal tax incentives expire at the end of September. There could be a rush to buy before then, but going forward, it won't be financially feasible for everyone. Kathy Whitman for CBS News, San Francisco.
The National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Henrietta has formed in the Pacific Ocean. The system's moving to the west-northwest and is expected to strengthen over the next couple of days. And Tropical Storm Dexter remains at sea about 275 miles north-northwest of Bermuda. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Still some air quality concerns out there thanks to wildfire smoke drifting through. We'll see mostly clear to partly cloudy skies, light winds, and morning lows in the low to mid-60s. On Tuesday, some smoke, mostly sunny, upper 70s to lower 80s. It's 66 at our studios.
WRJN. Help! I need somebody. Help! Not just anybody. When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured. Now I find I change my mind and open up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down.
Caught in a trap. Park to the Heritage Museum. Local news and timeless hits.
Reflections of the way life used to be. Reflections of the mad about saffron. Well, saffron's mad about me. I'm just mad about saffron. She's just mad about me. They call me Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow. About 14, 14's mad about me. I'm just mad about 14. She's just mad about me. They call me Mellow Yellow. They call me Mellow Yellow. Quite rightly, they call me Mellow Yellow. A wind of velocity nil. Wanna have forever to fly. If you want your cup, power fill. They call me Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow. Sudden grace. Electrical banana is bound to be the very next phase. They call it Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow.
News and timeless hits on WRJN. Hey, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. Glad you're here as we cruise through the night together. More great timeless hits just moments away on WRJN.
Racine, get ready. There's a new flavor in town. Introducing Charlie's Cheesesteaks, now open at 4700 Washington Avenue. Made to order Philly cheesesteaks, melty loaded fries, crispy wings, and refreshing lemonades. Hot, fresh, and packed with flavor. Bring the crew, grab a table, and taste what everyone's talking about. Charlie's Cheesesteaks, 4700 Washington Avenue, where flavor lives in Racine. Follow on Facebook for deals and daily specials. Charlie's, crafted hot, served fast.
Home is where the heart and the care should be. Senior helpers of Racine help your loved ones age safely, right in the comfort of their home. From Alzheimer's and Parkinson's care to companionship and personal support, senior helpers trained caregivers create flexible care plans tailored to your needs. With a free, no-obligation in-home interview to help families make informed choices, fostering peace of mind. There's no place like home and no team like senior helpers. Visit seniorhelpers.com/WI/Racine.
Ready to elevate your everyday? Quince has the Luxe Staples Insider Swear By, minus the markup, from 100% European linen styles and 14-karat gold jewelry to gorgeous leather bags and elevated home finds. Quince has it all. And by partnering directly with top artisans and ethical factories, Quince delivers premium quality at half the cost of similar brands. Discover everyday luxury without the markup at Quince. Go to quince.com/style upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/style upgrade.
Keeping you connected to your local community with real news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The 174-year-old Wisconsin State Fair is underway and is a finalist for USA Today's 10 Best list. Could it be the Cream Puffs? Here's Christy Chuckle with the fair.
The Cream Puffs was created to showcase the dairy industry in Wisconsin.
The story of Cream Puffs never gets old, and now renovations of the former Cream Puff Pavilion, renamed the Dairy Building, will show off a new kitchen and more.
Watch them being made right there, right before you buy them. That's why they're so delicious.
The bakers known as Team Cream Puff will be able to crank out more than 400,000 during the fair. They're even adding chocolate cream puffs for the first time. And it turns out there's a secret to eating them.
Just twist, open it. It doesn't necessarily squish all over, but some people just like to go for it.
So go for it and enjoy the tasty history of the state fair. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Saw her face. Now I'm
all you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. A doubt in my mind. Saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. Hooked out in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Yes, I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. I'm down in my mind. Said I'm a believer, yeah, 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 yeah. Said I'm a believer, yeah, I'm a believer.
WRJN. Not only your source for local news and timeless hits, but your favorite Wisconsin teams, too. We'll follow the Brewers to the postseason, and now the Packers, too. When it comes to the big teams, we've got the game covered with the play-by-play and the wrap-ups with our award-winning sports reporter, Mike Clemens. Brewers, Packers, local news, and timeless hits, all on one station.
A girl right next to you, and she's just waiting for something to do.
And there's a rose in the distant light.
Ah!
began. I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. The night, and it don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Touching warm, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Sweet Caroline, good times never seem so good. I've been inclined to
WRJN.
The mama pajama rolled out of bed and she ran to the police station. When the papa found out, he began to shout and he started the investigation. It's against the law. It was against the law. Oh, what did mama saw? It was against the law. The mama looked down and spit on the ground every time her name gets mentioned. The papa said, oh, if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Take me away, but the press let the story leak. Now when the radical preach come to get me released, we's all on the coroner's wing. And I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Local news and timeless hits.
Local news, timeless hits on WRJN. Once again, Racine's home for Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. Listen weekday mornings at 7:25 with Don Rosen. And again at 12:05 with Dan Marcus. The rest of the story with Paul Harvey is back on WRJN.
Day one, the hardest day. The day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Someone who needs me, someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I knew. Oh, someone warm like you. Hurt me, not like it's hurt me before. For once I have something I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore. For once I can say, this is mine, you can't take it. Long as I know I have love, I can make it. For once in my life, I have someone who needs me.
Give me
shouldn't have been a mess in. And now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Yeah. You keep lying when you ought to be truthing, and you keep losing when you ought to not bet. You keep saying when you ought to be a changing. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Gonna walk all over you. Are you ready, Boots? Start walking.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Christopher Cruz. The smoke from Canadian wildfires that's been blowing into the U.S. isn't letting up. CBS News meteorologist Craig Allen at the map.
The upper air pattern is likely to change a little bit as we get on into Tuesday, so perhaps the area of unhealthy air quality will reduce somewhat through the day on Tuesday, but it will still be around, and the wildfires are nowhere near being contained across Canada.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is threatening to take action against the dozens of Democrats who left the state to block a Republican attempt to redraw congressional district maps. CBS News Texas political reporter Jack Fink.
In addition to calling for their arrest, Governor Abbott threatening to have them removed from office. He cited an opinion by Attorney General Ken Paxton from 2021, saying that he could file a petition with a court accusing lawmakers of abandoning their office. An appellate attorney in Dallas told me he doesn't think a petition such as that would be successful.
The standard he has to hit there is pretty high, that they intended to relinquish their position. And I think all these people have been very clear that they're coming back at some point. In fact, they're absent because they think it's part of being a good representative.
45-year-old Michael Brown, suspected of shooting and killing four people at a bar in Montana Friday morning, still hasn't been found. CBS's Omar Villafranca is in the small town of Anaconda, where the shooting happened.
Police say Brown, an Iraq War veteran, stole a vehicle that had clothes and camping gear inside of it. And while hundreds of officers continue the search behind me on this mountain, residents remain on edge.
Butterflies are slowly disappearing over